Hypnosis: Techniques for Weight Loss, Sleepwalking, and Fertility. Written by Devin Hales. Narrated by Dean Collins. Chapter 1. Definition and Description of Hypnosis. Hypnosis is defined as a mindset of strongly focused concentration, decreased peripheral awareness, and increased suggestibility. There are a lot of methods that specialists use for inducing such a state. Capitalizing on the power of suggestion, hypnosis is usually made use of to help others relax, to decrease the sensation of pain, or to assist in some desired behavioral change. Therapists cause hypnotism, also described as hypnotherapy or hypnotic recommendation, with the help of mental images and calming verbal repeating that place the patient into a trance-like state. Once relaxed, clients' minds are more open to transformative messages. Not everybody is easily hypnotizable. Using brain imaging studies, researchers have found distinctions in patterns of brain connection between those that react to hypnotic induction and those that do not. The distinction appears in the hypnotizable as heightened coactivation between the executive nerve center in the prefrontal cortex and another part of the prefrontal cortex that flags the importance or salience of events. Making use of hypnosis. Contrary to common belief, human beings stay entirely awake throughout hypnosis and normally remember their experiences. Under the assistance of a trained healthcare professional, hypnosis can be used to reduce pain, deal with autoimmune disease, combat phobias, and break bad routines such as smoking and binge eating. Hypnosis can also help individuals deal with negative emotions like tension and anxiety, as well as pain, fatigue, sleeping disorders, mood conditions, and more. How can hypnosis help you? Hypnosis has been used rather than anesthetics to decrease pain and anxiety before and after surgical treatment. It also appears to increase healing from many conditions, which includes neuralgia, rheumatism, epilepsy, and skin problems. The physiological and neurological changes that happen under hypnosis are pretty similar to the self-healing placebo effect, a case of mind over matter. What makes someone easy to hypnotize? Contrary to stereotypes, hypnosis works best when an individual is a willing participant. There are people who are more open to hypnotic suggestion than others. Experts call this characteristic hypnotizability and acknowledge that it can vary significantly amongst people. Even the ones with high levels of hypnotizability may require multiple hypnosis sessions to see any developments. Can hypnotism be unsafe? Hypnosis under the guidance of a trained therapist is normally considered a safe option or supplement to medication. Unfavorable results are rare, but can include headaches, lightheadedness, drowsiness, and feelings of anxiety or distress. In many cases, hypnotism can induce false memories. The ethics of hypnosis. A lot of people really wonder whether a therapist will have the ability to control their mind, a task that is not possible. Those that are hypnotized still have free choice, and while they're more open to suggestion, they won't act in ways they would ordinarily find ethically repugnant. Yet, the nature of hypnosis and the way it influences the subconscious raises a number of ethical questions about its use. Are there those who can't be hypnotized? About 25% of the population is thought to not be hypnotizable at all. These people have the tendency to be highly doubtful of the best advantages of hypnotism and not likely to voluntarily take part in it. Can you hypnotize yourself, and should you? Self-hypnosis is definitely possible. Though some could consider it cheating or immoral, it's actually a safe way to